Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Kentucky Agriculture Commissioner Ryan Quarles says farmers are feeling the impact of weather, the trade war with China, and low commodity prices as we finish out 2018. Commissioner Quarles discussed a number of issues with Kentucky Farm Bureau members during the 99th annual meeting.
In 2018, it's proven to be a tough year. We've had some significant weather issues or some quality issues across our state. A lot of beans still out in the field right now and significant crop loss in tobacco. And that's on top of our tariff issues, on top of our struggles in the dairy industry. I was proud to hear President Duvall's message, a message of hope, a message to remind folks that they're not alone, and that Kentucky Farm Bureau, as well as American Farm Bureau, are there advocating for our best needs.
Commissioner Quarles says farmers are feeling the impact.
Farm income's about half of what it was just about 5 or 6 years ago, and that's tough. And you have a lot of farmers farming on liquidity right now. Mm-hmm. There's some credit crunch out there. And whenever your yields are down, it really starts making the calculus tough to make things work.
He adds cash receipts are holding steady for some commodities.
It looks like farm cash receipts will be about the same as they were in 2017. We're expecting them to be about $5.7 billion. How you come up with that number changes each year because there's some area of growth. The poultry continues to grow. Horse industry continues to grow. But for those out there, our commodity producers, it's tough times, and we understand that. In fact, just this week, the United States Department of Ag gave disaster relief declaration to 16 counties, primarily in central Kentucky, up where I'm from, due to severe moisture issues and crop loss.
We'll have more in a moment. Farm equipment on the highway. Whether it's spring planting time, harvest season, or the months in between, farm equipment is often out on the highway being moved from farm to farm. And keep in mind, it takes only 5 seconds to close a gap the length of a football field. So if you're doing 55 and a tractor just around the blind curve is moving at 15, well, you get the picture. Slow down, be alert, be safe. This message brought to you as a public service by Kentucky Farm Bureau. Kentucky Ag Commissioner Ryan Quarles says agriculture is seeing growth in the timber industry.
We're looking for avenues both in trade and market access to help lessen the blow, but also look internally, like the bourbon industry, which continues to grow. More Kentucky bourbons going, more Kentucky corn is going to Kentucky bourbon than ever. They buy about 15 to 20 million bushels each year, and we're hoping that Kentucky gets a slice of that pie.
He adds the poultry industry also continues to show significant growth.
It's an area of growth that's also an area for entry for young producers. There's a lot of young people who may not be able to buy farmland yet, but they're able to put up chicken barns.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.